What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Back for a bonus episode.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this.
We're going to Texarkana today, lads. Texarkana, Texas, not Texarkana, Arkansas.
I didn't know either.
You do know either.
Do I?
You do. You know them both. So my knowledge of Texarkana is limited, but I do know that there's a Texarkana in both Texas and Arkansas, like we said. And I've also heard of the Texarkana Moonlight Murders. That's about the extent of my knowledge on old Texarkana.
Okay. I think you should go back to school.
You didn't even know they existed, or that's what you claim.
I don't think I have. Why are you saying I have?
Well, see, I know that you've heard of it.
I haven't heard of it.
I don't think you have heard of it.
Thank you.
Because something else I was going to bring up about Texarkana is that, like I said, I don't know a huge amount about it, but another trigger for me, just with the title, Texarkana, is that me and you once got into a fight over Texarkana. Do you not remember, no?
No. Did I win?
No, No, you didn't. I have no idea, like, how or why the subject came up. Maybe I was talking about the Moonlight Murders in Texarkana. We need like a Texarkana count on this.
Okay.
We got to ding in every time. No, I assume I was talking about that or something. Either way, whatever it was, Neil actually got snotty and tried to correct me because you thought I was mispronouncing Arkansas. You didn't know that Texarkana was a place. And you got a bit annoyed at me. You're like, excuse me, it's actually...
Why would I think Texarkana is Arkansas?
I said, blah, 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 Texarkana. I even remember we were in the car and you were driving at the time. You're like, it's Arkansas. There's Texas and Arkansas. Like, you are so fucking ignorant about it.
I think sometimes I'll just start an argument just because I want to.
Just because you want to be right about something.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it's that you want to be right. You want me to be wrong. You really want me to be wrong.
Because you're always right.
Thank you.
It's annoying.
Thank you, as the Brits like to say. So I've got another little fact about Texarkana for you.
Okay.
Thanks to one of our listeners, Leanne, and she's actually the one who emailed us about this case, I now know that their post office and courthouse is the only federal building that is located in two different states. How's that grab you?
What? Like, what other federal buildings is there?
What?
What other federal buildings is there?
No, I think you're missing the point. Their post office and courthouse,
yeah,
is on the line, so it's technically located in two different states.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that is an interesting fact. Is that the episode over?
Yeah, that's it, lad. Thanks for coming. They're also the Twin Cities, referred to as being twice as nice. So I'm giving you a bit of an education here, Neil. I say me. Actually, Leanne, our listener, is.
I'm not going to remember this.
Credit goes to Leanne.
I wouldn't remember it for a quiz if they were saying Texas and Arkansas are known as what? I'd be like, I have no idea.
Well, I think that's enough about Texarkana.
Okay.
You ready to get into the case?
Yeah.
So for our mini today, we are going to be talking about the murder of Evelyn Reed.
Oh, no, that does ring a bell.
Does it?
No.
On the 6th of January in the year 2000, a man by the name of Dion Tumblin and his girlfriend, Marcia Burnett, entered the home of 75-year-old Evelyn Reed and her 46-year-old daughter, Mary Ann. Once inside the home, Dion encounters Evelyn and begins the attack. He beats her with a wrench before strangling her. Now, this must have been a particularly vicious attack. He actually broke a belt while trying to strangle her.
Fucking hell.
That's some level of force.
It depends on the belt. No, no, hear me out. So, I can't remember if it was the first belt I bought for Airsoft or what. It were like, it weren't leather. It were like fabric.
Like. Yeah, it was like a nylon type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once that starts to fray, it just doesn't stop. So it would weaken.
Nylon's quite strong, though.
Well, what type of belt was this?
I don't actually know.
But like I said, it depends on the belt.
Well, I mean, after this, Dion still wasn't done. He then slams his knee into her neck.
Fucking hell.
And while all of this is happening, Evelyn's daughter is actually in the house, just laid in her bed. After Dion had killed Evelyn, he and Marcia stole various items from the home, including her wallet, which contained a credit union card, and about $1,000 in cash. They then stole Evelyn's car and took off.
So it was a robbery? Is that why they went in? Robbery?
Yeah, it seems... Well, I mean, I think that's kind of up for debate.
Okay.
But that's kind of what they go with. Yeah, they needed cash.
So they could have just held her at gunpoint or hammer point or...
Hammer point.
Well, like, if you haven't got a gun, just hold a hammer at her. She's not going to do anything if you're just after cash.
Yeah. Well, there's not actually a huge amount of information on this case, but here's a mini backstory on the pair. Dion was said to have had a history of impulsive, violent behaviour, as well as criminal charges. Years previous, Dion had been sentenced to 4 years in prison on charges of forgery and firearm possession. But he was paroled in May of 1997 after serving just 5 months. And Marcia, his girlfriend?
Yeah.
She actually knew Evelyn. This wasn't just a random attack. In fact, she had actually been to the home numerous times as her mother, Jean, cared for Evelyn's daughter, Marianne, who was mentally disabled.
Fucking hell.
Do you see what I mean about the robbery versus kind of like, yeah. I don't quite buy it, you
this
know?
This actually reminds me of a case. Yeah, see, I know cases. I know our listeners always take the piss because... All the cases I come up with are Joe Kender.
Well, you love a bit of Joe, don't you?
He got called to a scene and a man and a woman had been murdered. And then whilst the cops was looking, they heard a noise in the room, in the bedroom. So they were like guns drawn thinking, shit, the killer's still here.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled over the sheet and there was a girl just laid there. She was disabled. She all she could do was look around.
Mm-hmm.
She like what had happened is the killer had come in, rushed in to kill him, and before he killed them, he covered the sheet over so she didn't see it.
Like a weird in his mind compassion thing.
Yeah. Like
okay.
they were really trying to question her,
mm-hmm.
like saying, you know, blink once for yes, twice for no, and they still couldn't get that out of her. So it was a bit frustrating.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was laid there while her parents were getting murdered.
Was that like a locked-in syndrome type of situation or do you not know?
You're obsessed with that fucking locked-in syndrome.
It keeps coming up.
It could have been. I'll try and find it. I'll show you the episode.
Please do and report back.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't have to report back if I'm showing you, you div.
You're reporting back to me?
No, I said I'll show you the episode.
Yeah, you'll find it and report back. Report back with the episode. You can't get the staff these days. Do you know what it is, lads? So anyway, with that, it's not great. The connection that Marcia has, it makes it seem a lot more sinister.
Yeah.
But back to the night of the murder. Later that evening, Evelyn's brother arrived at her home to discover that the lights were on, but noticed that her 1993 Chevrolet Caprice was not there. Do you know that car?
No, the American shit.
Yeah, American, yeah. He tries to call emergency services, but the phone is disconnected, forcing him to leave the home in search of help. Another very sus thing, disconnecting the phone.
Yeah.
You know.
Pre-med.
Meanwhile,
Dion...
What?
Planning.
Meanwhile, Dion and Marcia have fucked off to Locksburg, Arkansas, in Evelyn's car to visit Dion's two kids. While out with his kids, also the mother of his children and Marcia, an officer recognizes the vehicle from an earlier Bolo announcement. He calls for backup, and Dion, Marcia, and his ex were all arrested.
The ex as well?
Yes, because she was with them in the car. But, like, don't worry, she was released, of course.
Cuffed the kids as well?
Well, she had nothing to do with this fuckery. The only reason that she was actually out with them was because she didn't want Dion taking the kids on his own.
Okay.
So she was there as mama, you know. I like her. She seems smart. Now, after their arrest, Marcia turns on Dion.
They usually do.
Well, this is it. During his trial, Marcia testifies against him, stating that, yes, she did help him get into the house, and yes, she did disconnect the phone lines, and also, yes, she did steal from Evelyn, but it was solely Dion that wanted to kill her.
I can believe it, I think, because I think that was the reason for going in, and I think he's just...
On one.
On one, yeah.
Yeah, well, she states that she initially didn't want to be involved in any of this, but Dion was going to commit the crime with or without her, and she feared that he would kill both Evelyn and Marianne. Dion states himself that he and he alone killed Evelyn, but that both he and Marcia needed the money.
So it's the same thing then?
I mean...
Is what she's saying.
Yeah, but I kind of... it's the whole thing of, like, I only went with him, so he didn't go too far. It's the connection to someone she knows that kind of concerns me a bit.
Yeah.
You know? During his trial, the defense tried to pull on the heartstrings of the jury. They were told of how he came from an abusive home. And, you know, of course, yes, that is incredibly sad. They were also told of how he was bullied as a child for being cross-eyed. I mean, like, look, poor old devil, but okay. That doesn't mean you go around robbing and murdering elderly women.
Yeah, you can't take your frustration out on an old lady because you can't find the exit.
it's just insanity for him to fucking argue that. I mean, throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
May as well at that point. Yeah, so not quite seeing how that links up to beating and strangling an elderly woman to death, but, you know, that was his defense anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the part that really creeps me out, like we mentioned earlier, is the phone lines. It makes me think that robbery wasn't the aim of this home invasion. It was, in fact, murder.
Not necessarily, because if I was going to rob a place knowing people was in there, I would disconnect the phone lines, because as soon as... If you're going in just to rob,
mm-hmm.
So you take the jewellery, you take the money, you know, you take the car keys, you leave. Before you've reversed off that driveway, they'd have phoned the cops.
I suppose. In my mind, I just immediately went to, you know, you have her daughter who has a disability, and then you have a 75-year-old woman.
Yeah.
My mind immediately went to, you can easily stop them from ringing. I don't know.
Once you're gone.
No, I know that. It's just in my mind, the cut phone lines, I don't know, maybe I just watched too many horror films. That's like a moment, you know what I mean? But it was said that Marcia told Dion that they would not get away with the robbery because Evelyn knew her. And because of that, they would have to kill her.
Oh.
Mm. It's a little bit sus. I think the argument seems...
Bang them both up.
The argument just seems a bit thin to me.
Yeah.
You know? Would you not just rob someone who you're completely unknown to?
Yeah.
You know?
They knew they were vulnerable.
Yeah.
Sling them both in, Nick.
Well, in exchange for her testimony, Marcia was sentenced to life in prison, and Dion was sentenced to death.
She got life?
She did indeed.
Oh, good.
Mm.
I were expecting you to say, she served 2 years.
They don't fuck about in Texarkana, Neil.
So are we covering him on last words and last meals?
We are not.
Oh.
And the reason for that is because on Tuesday, the 29th of October in 2002, at the age of 27, Dion was found dead in his cell.
On death row? How did he do that?
He had used a bedsheet. in order to fashion a noose.
Oh, okay.
As for Marcia, she will be eligible for parole in 2040. Marcia's daughter, who also has her own disabilities, is now being raised by her grandmother Jean.
So she's got a kid with mental disabilities and targeted someone who's got a daughter with mental disabilities.
Yeah.
That's a bit fucked.
I think that was kind of the argument she tried to use, that, you know, I don't want anything to happen to Evelyn's daughter, you know?
Okay.
But, I mean, either way, it's all a bit sus.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not great. Now, that's the case of the murder of Evelyn Reed in Texarkana, in case you missed that. That was the location. Again, it's Texarkana.
Texarkana. Okay.
Now, the reason we covered this case was because one of our listeners, Leanne, emailed us. She actually has a connection to this case.
Related?
She's not related, but Jean, Marcia's mother, was her kid's babysitter. Dun, dun, dun.
What, and Jean was just spilling the beans?
I mean...
Over a cup of tea?
Well, I think Leanne had heard about this and she was like, Jean, what's the sauce there?
Oh, okay. So it's not like Jean was like, guess what our Marcia's been up to?
Well, I mean, I do want to note that from the information I have on it, it does seem as though Jean feels Marcia kind of got in with the wrong crowd kind of, you know what I mean? Just to
He does give sound like a piece of work, him.
You're fucking Dion. You know?
Even if he is only looking at his nose.
Do you want any closing statements on Texarkana? Or not?
Twin cities. City with two cities.
It's twice as nice.
Two cities with one building. One federal building.
Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.